Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world. Alistair Cook and Ian Bell scored half centuries to guide England to a 5-wicket win over the West Indies on the final day of the opening test at Lord's. Although Cook fell with 2 runs still required for victory, they showed great composure to take England to the brink, having come together with their side in the tricky position of 57 for 4 after Jonathan Trott and Kevin Peterson had been dismissed, putting on 132 together. 13 proved to be an unlucky number for both men, as neither could get past it. Trott was caught by Darren Sammy in the slips as he drove at Kemal Roach, and Peterson led Shannon Gabriel to wicketkeeper Dinesh Ramdin as he tried to pull. Roach finished with 3 for 60 as his reward for a gutsy effort, but as the sun came out and the effectiveness of the new ball was blunted as it got older, England profited. Their win was set up in the first instance by Stuart Broad's haul of 11 wickets, 7 of them coming in the first innings, and then Andrew Strauss's first century since November 2010. His 122 handed England the first innings lead that meant that a brace of half centuries from Shivnarine Chanderpaul were to be in vain. The second test in the 3-match series begins at Trent Bridge on Friday. Mumbai Indians warmed up for the Indian Premier League playoffs in style, inflicting a 10-wicket defeat on Rajasthan Royals in the final league match of the season at Jaipur last night. Mumbai had already finished third and Rajasthan are now confirmed seventh. Rajasthan scored 162 for 6 on their home ground of Jaipur, but were embarrassed as Mumbai's openers Sachin Tendulkar and Dwayne Smith put on 163 together to win the game. Tendulkar made 58 in 51 balls, while Smith scored 87 in 58 deliveries. Previously, Royal Challengers Bangalore crashed out when they lost to Deccan Chargers by 9 runs at Hyderabad. The win lifted Deccan from last spot on the table, relegating Pune Warriors to 9th. Deccan posted 132 for 7, with JP Duni top scoring the 74. Bangalore fell short as they closed on 123 for 9 in reply. The action continues tomorrow when top-sized Delhi and Kolkata meet in Pune, the winner qualifying for the finals. The loser of that match will get a second chance, however, when they take on the winner of the game between Mumbai and Chennai. That is played on Wednesday in Bangalore.